Okay, good morning everyone, thanks for coming. I am in the Department of Pharmacology and Therapeutics, which means we're interested in drugs. How do we discover them? What's the mechanism of action? And importantly, how do we make them better? It's pretty straightforward to find or discover something that has a biological effect, and we've been doing this ever since we started eating berries or burning leaves and inhaling smoke, and we can discover things that are toxins or therapeutics or recreational. And we have sort of modern counterparts to this. We have large chemical libraries of hundreds of thousands of chemicals that we can then test and look for a particular biological response. But the big question is, how do we make them better? And how do we know what exactly we want to do to the drug target in the cell? Well, the philosophy of my lab is to get as much information as we possibly can about the interaction between the protein in the cell and the small molecule. And so the approach we use is structural biology. We use X-ray crystallography to solve structures of high-resolution protein small molecule interactions. And so this is a structure that my lab solved over the summer. And you can see in green, it's now bound to a couple of small molecules. These actually aren't drugs. These are things that are in all of our cells. So this is what this protein binds in its everyday life. But using these structures, these almost atomic resolution structures, we can generate very high resolution, highly detailed interaction maps between small molecules and proteins. And so looking at this structure, we can then ask, can we see ways that we can stop this protein from functioning in a cell? Can we inhibit it? Or can we see triggers that would make it work better, make it work faster? Can we activate it? And importantly, can we look at these highly detailed interaction maps and predict other chemicals that may bind to these proteins and have these kinds of functions? And using structures in this way is called structure-based drug design, and it's been successful in a couple of different cases, the development of influenza drugs like Tamiflu or HIV drugs like Zequinivir. But my lab isn't just interested in solving the structure of one protein. We're working on solving the structures of all of the enzymes in a pathway. And these enzymes, they all work on the same kinds of chemicals, and so the things that one enzyme produces can be used by one or more of the other enzymes in this pathway. So it's really more of a network. And because it's a network, it doesn't just produce one output. It produces many of them. So it produces lots of different chemicals. And so each cell will have a chemical profile. And some of these profiles correspond with disease states. And so what we want to do is sort of tune the activities of all of the enzymes in this network so that we can change the output and change the chemical profile of the cell so that perhaps we can change it from a diseased profile to a healthy one. And so overall, our approach is to use structural biology to develop the tools to sort of modulate the output of this system and essentially trick diseased cells into thinking that they're not diseased cells anymore, and that they're actually healthy cells, and then hopefully they'll behave that way. Okay? Thanks.